On Friday, November 8th, vocalist extraordinaire Molly O'Brien and her husband, primo guitarist Rich Moore, along with bassist Eric Turin, will perform at the Paradise Theater. I spoke with Molly on the phone from her home in Denver. She sent three tunes from her upcoming CD, and we began by talking about the duo's newest recording effort. Welcome to KVNF, Molly.
Thank you, Marty.
It's fun to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. It's been a while since we've done something like this.
I know. So the new CD is called Love Runner.
Love Runner.
Oh, like the title. And the title cut is something you and Rich wrote.
We did. We actually wrote it for Eric Turin, who plays bass with us and also is our record producer, our CD producer, and a lot of KVNF people know Eric from his association with many, many bands, but he's an unbelievably talented arranger and producer, and we did our last CD with him and just had a blast, and we kind of put Love Runner together pretty quickly and wrote this song about his car.
Oh,
he has
that's
a car
what
that's
it
a,
is.
Yeah. He got married 2 years ago, I think, almost, and at his wedding, his 4Runner was just covered in snow and mud and dirt, and somebody carved out a little Love Runner with a heart around it, and we thought, well, that would make a fun song. So,
that's a neat story.
we pretty much recorded this CD in about 3 days. We were in there with the drums, bass, and keyboards, and then and guitar, Rich playing guitar, and me in the vocal booth. And we pretty much did all these tracks live, and I think you can really feel the how locked in we were for those songs. We prepare them as much of, ahead of time as possible, but there's always stuff that once you get in the studio, as you know, it yeah. gets, there's things that just come to light more easily just because you're able to hear better and that kind of thing. And I just thought it was the most fun I've ever had making a record. And I hope that is always the case. Because you don't want it, obviously you want it to be fresh and new and a snapshot of where you are right now. And I think it really is, captures what we do. We have a deal with a distribution company, and we had a deadline to get a CD out to them by the end of this year, which is why we kind of pushed it. We're not, we sort of take our time making records. When I say we, I mean me and Rich.
Uh-huh.
We are. He's not here, by the way, or he would be.
Or he would
in.
Be talking. I
yes.
know he would. Who else is in the band? You've got Eric on his big old bass there.
Right. We pretty much tour just as a trio. When we can make it work, we bring Mark Dalio to play drums, and Mark is playing drums on all the tracks on the CD. Fantastic drummer.
And you have John Magney on there, too?
John Magney, yeah. Can't do anything without John Magney, it seems, these days. He's just such a soulful influence and soulful guy and fun in the studio and creative. And we also have another accordion. John Magney, of course, is playing accordion and piano. And we have another extremely talented guy, Eric Moon, on accordion and keyboards, who's fantastic, kind of one of these mad scientist of a guy on what he can come up with on keyboards. He's amazing, too. The song called Just Go, which is written by Hal Cannon, is one that Rich really pushed for. I, of course, loved it. I loved Hal's version, and Hal actually is an old friend of ours, and he actually, when he sent us the song, said that this was one we definitely should do. And, you know, I think it turned out to be the most surprising of everything that we recorded, because it just, the sentiment of the song, of course, is wonderful. It's about a very strong woman, or a woman trying to be very strong and leaving a relationship. And it's like you're on a train and you're trying to get on down the line. And the feel of that song is, you can just feel this woman feeling the need to get the heck out of Dodge and mm-hmm. get away from this relationship.
Parked at a train that's a mile long. Every car is a heartbreak song. Just sit tight as she clatters by. Don't turn back, I'm gonna be alright. Driving fast on a lonely road. Hair blown back and a heavy load. Pockets bulging with all your lies. Turn them inside out and maybe they'll fly. Please don't smile, please don't joke. Don't start crying or blowing smoke. No false moves, now turn real slow. Just start walking. Ooh, and go. Just go. Rolling off in the blessed rain. false moves now turn real slow. Just start walking, ooh, and go.
The other song, Sunday Street, is a Dave Van Rock song that, to my knowledge, only one other person has recorded it, and I changed the words around considerably so that I could sing it from a female point of view, and I think it's really fun to sing, and it's, Van Rock was such a theatrical guy, and so he didn't write all that many tunes, but his songs are just vivid with characters and scenes, just, you know, kind of down and out scenes, and it's just a really fun song to sing and play, I think.
Not a dollar, not a nickel, not a penny to my name. I'm the queen of Tap City and the man of the game. A nickel up, a nickel down, another nickel gone. Ain't got a nickel left to carry me on. If I ever get back on my feet, I'll move from Saturday alley up to Muscatel. But a little taste of bourbon and breakfast in bed. And $6 million can raise a dead. Just me and the other elite. Raising high class hell up on Sunday Street. Everybody says I'm talking out of my head. But nobody bad mouse abroad with the bread. All the whores are gonna grab their drawers and say, there goes the trick-a-muck Santa Claus. You know it pays to be discreet. When you're talking to the queen of Sunday Street. Thank you.
So you play in a duo with Rich.
Right.
You play in a trio, the two of you with Eric. You play in this wider kind of band with these other area musicians. You play with your brother, Tim O'Brien, in a duo still occasionally. And then you have the O'Brien family, right?
Right. Which the O'Brien family is not too happening of a of a thing these days, which is unfortunate because it's a lot of fun.
That was fun, the O'Brien party of seven.
Yeah, but it's seven people to get together, and actually now three of us live in the same city. Our daughter Lucy lives in Denver now, but everybody else is in different cities, and it's just so hard to, with especially Tim's sons and our daughters. I should explain that the party of seven is Rich and me and our daughters, and then my brother Tim and his two sons. And the kids are busy, and they've got day jobs. So
yeah. So you've been now in the music business for how long?
Oh, I guess 33 years, 34 years, something like that. Yeah.
Right. In all these different kinds of configurations.
Right.
And can you say something about how it's changed or how you feel about it or how much you still love it? Or, you know, I mean, what's the arc kind of what's happened? I know you started out being interested in being a musical theater star and went to Broadway for a while, went to New York.
That's an interesting little tidbit about my past now. It's such a small part of my life. I mean, it was definitely had lots of influence on me, but and I never made it to Broadway, but I, you know, sure loved being close by. But I think that I was really lucky in that I've kind of chucked everything. I had a day job, and I chucked everything just to play music. And I was lucky that my brother Tim and I were offered to do a record for Sugar Hill Records way back when, a duet record. And that kind of got my name out there a little bit more than if I had not done it. I think it certainly helped. Tim was on his rising path as a songwriter and bluegrass star. And, you know, I kind of was able to, I hate to say coattails, but I kind of coattailed with him, which is, and we put out some great music. And otherwise, I don't know how I would have done, you know. I mean, it's tough to, as we all know, to make a living in the music business, and even tougher now. I don't know how people, if I were starting out now, I don't think I'd start out.
It's very challenging, yeah.
It's so challenging, and, you know, to be heard through the morass of all these people that are able to put out music, which is great. We all love it that there's so much accessible due to the internet and downloads and all that stuff, but I think it's hard to have your stuff become heard.
Do you have a musical bucket list stuff you still want to do? I know you've toured in Ireland and other places around the planet. Is anything like that on your bucket list to go to different countries?
I would really love to go to Spain, and I'd love to go to New Zealand, and that's a selfish thing because I want to see those countries, but I also would like to go to Spain because of the gypsy music and of course New Zealand just because it's New Zealand. But and I, you know, still love to play festivals in the United States, and frankly, getting older, one can be thought of as not as relevant, and Rich and I sort of buck up against that occasionally, but you know, there are lots of festivals all over this, you know, United States that I still would love to do. You know, I'd love to play Telluride on my own, or you know, Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. I've done those. I shouldn't complain because I've done those with my brother and with the family band, so it's been lucky that way. But you know, it's great to. I would just like to be out playing as much as possible these days. I mean, who knows how long I've got, you know? I mean, I'm singing, I'm 61, and I think I'm singing really better than I ever have. And
I do, too.
You know, how long, who knows?
Yeah.
I could drop dead tomorrow.
Well, we all could.
That's right.
Couldn't we?
That's right.
Yeah. What do you do for your voice?
I don't do anything.
You don't do anything.
I don't do anything. And although I have to admit, the older I get, I kind of have to be more, I have to make sure that I'm not tired before the gig. I mean, I got to, you know.
Definitely have to be rested.
Yeah, and that never used to happen. I used to be able to, you know, hang out with the best of them and then go do the gig, you know, later that afternoon or that night. And I do have to kind of watch. It's just stamina, I think. I think everybody, as they get older, you just kind of, you need more, you need to watch it. And
yeah. Well, I don't hear that your voice has gotten lower or have you lost some range or anything? It doesn't sound like it.
No, but when I'm tired, if I'm tired, then I just, it's just, it takes a lot of energy to, especially when you're doing two sets. And the kind of range of styles that Rich and I do, I mean, we go from, you know, real folky stuff, quiet kind of music to some rock and roll or, you know, R&B stuff. And that it's, it, you know, I find that I need to really watch myself and pace myself to make sure the set works so that I'm not trying to sing a big bunch of raucous stuff all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It's hard. It gets a little harder.
Yeah.
But I'm not like an opera singer who has to stay in bed all 2 days before their concert. So, not that bad yet.
And we can expect to hear stuff from your new CD, Love Runner,
when you're
here in Paonia.
Definitely.
And at the Paradise Theater.
Right.
So looking forward to it. And Honey Don't is opening for you. So
I know.
Another duo, another husband and wife duo.
I know. It's great.
That's going to be a real treat.
The last time we were at the Paradise was probably 5 years ago, maybe. And I just remember that it was quite a party, as only Paonia can put on.
You brought up Rich really pushed for one of the tunes. How do you choose your material for both for performance and for what you record? What kind of process is that?
Well, it's so hard to judge what a song is going to really work like. It's so hard to judge a song, how it's going to be live, much less recorded, you just have to get out there and try it out on an audience. We've pulled lots of songs together for shows and thinking they're going to be great and we'll want to record them, and they just don't. You know, no matter how many times you do them, they just don't seem to come together. It's a tough thing. In the instance of Just Go, that's really just basically three short verses, but there's so much packed into those verses that it really tells a story in a short story in the matter of 3.5 minutes. So that really has to be part of the mix of why you would choose something. It's a real challenge because I am picky about where I want to sing the song. You know, it has the body of the song has to be within a range where I can really convey the emotion of it. And if it's not a good key for guitar, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have veto power. So each one of us does.
Each one of you, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I came to look for you here at KVNF, when I came to look for your discs, I found them in folk, in rock, in blues, in R&B, and bluegrass.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. I think we just call, you know, luckily now we have this Americana thing, umbrella that everything can kind of go under, but it's still... For me, I think I'm still basically just a folk singer.
Well, no. Much more. And well, I mean, not to denigrate folk singers. They're wonderful and all. But I think your voice does pretty much everything.
Well, if you want to do it, why not do it? I mean, that's the thing about one of the beauties of the way the music business is now, that if you want to try to do all that stuff, you can. No record label is saying, no A&R person is saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to sing it this way. You can't do this kind of a song. You got to do just this kind of material. So that's one of the benefits of it being the way it is now.
Cannot wait to have you here in
Paonia. Oh, it'll be so fun.
It'll be so fun, and I just urge everybody to come out and hear Honey Don't opening for Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore at the Paradise Theater on Friday, November 8th at 7:30. Tickets are available at Homestead Market, and I'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Marty.
Coca-Cola, lemon soda.